Why are you people doing like those women mourning when Jesus was just killed on the cross? He rose again. Hallelujah. You see, the best part of the story of Jesus, for me, as we grew, you know, when we were young as children, the best part of Jesus' story was his birth. Amen? His birth. Because every Christmas, most importantly, because we get to eat rice. Hallelujah. Amen? You know, sometimes you go for somebody's birthday and the celebrant is hungry. The celebrant has not eaten. But the guest must eat. So we eat rice on Jesus' behalf during his birth when we celebrate Christmas. But as we grow up, I found out that the death is much more important than the birth. Yes, of course, you would say if he was not born, there would be no death. But God had a plan already. So the major plan was that he would come and die. The death is important, just as the birth was important. But you know, I found out later as I was filled with the Spirit that the birth and the death are not as important as the risen Christ. Hallelujah. So when we say, Christ is risen, we joyfully shout, he's risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. He died for a purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. With permission from Pastor. Grandma. Amen. Grandma has a testimony to share. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I wish a happy Easter to everybody. So God have done a wonderful thing yesterday for my family. And I thank God and I thank all the pastors in this church. May the anointed that God give them will never dry in the mighty name of Jesus. O Shehu, Baba, O Shehu, Jesu, O Shehu, Baba, O Shehu, Jesu, Kini mafiso orire, bi o ti po to laye mi, egberu aha. On Friday, there is my husband, a senior brother's son, want to do wedding. So he want to stay as a father. So he went on Friday to Port Harcourt. So around, I think 8 or 7, he called me, said they are in Benin. Because there is an accident that happened in Lagos, so they didn't have chance to move. So after I said they are in worry, he said because his brother, the thing that they want to lose is inside the car. Didn't say anything. Just say take care of yourself. So in the morning I wake up. I was saying, didn't call me. We called the phone. The phone did not ring. I say, but even set the phone off. You know my phone, my number offered that called me. I was so worried with Ruben. We are worried. So I was outside talking to my friend. I just said, David. David say, my grandma, come. I said, when I went inside, David, Ruben was shaking. Was no. I said, what happened? He said, trouble, don't deal. I said, which trouble? I said, what happened? He said, his daddy number calling. Said my husband is kidnapped. The father spoke, he said they have kidnapped him, that they should bring 20 million. Ha! Yeah, I just call Pastor Miwa. That's what I said. Just call Pastor Miwa. Then I start calling all my brave body, people in the house. I call Baba Beji, everybody. Ha! I was shouting, when will I get 20? This and this. That I was just worried. So I just tell everybody, we are all praying, everybody. So later, somebody stand, he called us. Then he said, we should call this number. That my husband is safe. That he's safe, that they are taking her away from that, all those people. Then he talked to the person, said we should not worry, that we should look for somebody that should come and carry him. So I called his people from their place, because maybe they were near, but it's beneath that near the place that the village people. So I called my junior sister, the Shatamoto. They go there. So they said it will not go like that. But we just, Baba prayed for these people that they should go. No, everything was just, so we just thank God. We pay some money back to everybody. I don't know what to say, just to say I thank God. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. He saved me and washed me with blood, so I can shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout praise the Lord. They beat him, that's all his body.
Hallelujah. Let's just give God praise. Let's give God thanks. You don't know what it's like when when I took a little time asking Daddy a question on the phone, and he said they trekked quite a very long distance in the bush from the Wari axis into Benin axis. And you don't know what that is like. On barefoot, you can mash anything. And they were beating them mercilessly. In fact, he was telling us yesterday that one of the ladies was abused yesterday in the bush by six men. You don't want to know what that is like. You see, God covers us, shields us. Sometimes we take these things for granted. So somebody wants to give testimony and say, I have a song. And so you're like, quick, but me, you come on, you don't know what it's like. Yesterday, I started singing, you know, the song that mommy used to sing. As I was seated there, I just started singing them in my heart. Amen. Because sometimes when somebody say, I never knew you will honor me this way, you may not understand. You certainly don't want to be in certain shoes before you learn to give God praise. Hallelujah. Can we just take a minute and just say, Lord, thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you that you paid an awesome price for us. That you paid the huge debt we couldn't even pay. I've been in debt before. I know what it's like. And then when someone says, oh, forget about it, you don't know the weight that leaves your chest. Oh, he paid an awesome price that we could not pay. He was not the one that owed the debt, but he paid. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, this morning, briefly, I'll just talk about paid in full. He paid in full. Basically, what I'm talking about is that Jesus paid our debts in full. Nothing left. Hallelujah. Nothing. Nothing left. You know, when you are owing sometimes and then you go to the person and say, let me pay this one first now. Have you paid advance before? Have you ever paid for something in advance? One time I was going to buy a washing machine. I think that was when I had the twins. So there's this company that came to our office and you can pay for a mini laundry machine like that. You can pay, they told us to pay instrumentally. And then I paid the first installment and I still had balance. And they have dates that they would come and, you know, you would clear up. But this morning, I'm talking about Jesus giving us a blank check, paying everything in total, nothing remaining. Hallelujah. There's this song I love. It's just going on in my mind, in my heart, and I really want to sing it this morning. It says, he, give me those words. Say, he paid the debt. If you know the song, you can join me. He paid the debt he did not owe. I owe the debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now
I can sing a
brand new song, Amazing Grace. Oh, Lord Jesus paid the debt
that I could never pay.
One more time.
He paid the debt he did not owe. I owe the debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Jesus.
and you have things bothering you, yes, I feel led in the spirit to do this. We're going to share gospel. But see, if you're here, spend it a year, and you have burdens in your heart, and you just want the Lord to help you, you're saying in your heart, Lord, help me. I can do this on my own. Lord, help me. You're saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Put your hand on your chest right now. Just say, you're saying, God, help me. Lord, how do I get out of this? Help me. It could be a chain. It could be a burden. It could be a habit. It could be something you're dealing with, you're battling with. It could be a debt. It could be something that is giving you concern. And you know you just can't do this on your own, but you need God's help. You say, God, help me. Lord, help me. Yes, we all do. Don't we all need God's help sometimes? You're saying, God, help me. I know it's only you that can do this. Yes, I have a deadline to meet up with. I just can't help myself. Lord, help me. You're saying, Lord, help me. Yes, feel free. Feel free to tell him this morning. Tell him this morning, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. That's the reason he's here. Lord, help me. Lord, help me this morning. Help me this morning. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit, that chain is broken. That sickness is gone. That pain leaves you now. In the name of Jesus, that burden drops now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, burdens are lifted at Calvary. And so, because he died, he paid in full. And every curse is broken. Every chain's broken. Every problem's gone. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thought we were going to pray this even at the end of the message, but my business is just to follow and obey him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6. Well, first, let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11, quickly. Yes, my debts, they are paid in full. I don't owe nothing anymore. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, paid in full. Romans 8 verse 11. It says, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in what? You. Who is he talking about? He's talking to Pastor Sajeri. Is he talking to you? Is he talking to you? He's talking to me. He says, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in what? Me. He who raised Christ from the dead will also what? Give life. There's another version that says quicken. Quicken. Bring to speed. Give life to your mortal bodies through the spirit who dwells in you. Another version says vitalize. He will revitalize. He will quicken. He will make strong. Hallelujah. Can we get this in TPT, please? Let me see what it says. Hallelujah. So if the spirit of him will raise, you see, this is part of the reason why Jesus addressing us said to us, he said, it's to your advantage. It's to your advantage that I go. Yes, the people were sulking. They want him to stay. They want him to stay, like that was the best moment of their lives. Oh, we have Jesus here. Let him just stay. Let him not go. Stay with us so that you can be the superman. Anything that's happening, you can just do the wind. Bish. And then water. Anything. Uh-uh. Jesus addressing them made them understand that you are better than this. You are better than this. When I go, you will see that you too are supermen. Hallelujah. And that's why addressing them, he said, ye are gods. So you find out that you are supermen too. You can do these things. And he said, even much more. Hallelujah. He said, yes, God raised Jesus to life. And since God's spirit of resurrection lives in you, he will also raise your dying body to life by the same spirit that breathes life into you. Give me the message. Looking for that word. Hallelujah. Yes, we are revitalized, made alive, quickened. Hallelujah. He said it stands to reason, doesn't it? That if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he will do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life with his spirit living in you. Your body will be as alive as Christ's. Hallelujah. We've heard all manner of stories of people who died. People who died. Gandhi, Muhammad, name them. You know, we have different religions and all that. Christianity is not one of those religions. No. It's not just another religion. It's a way of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you go to the graves of those people, you still see dead bones, dried, you know, whatever, dust is there. But when you go to the tomb of Jesus, hallelujah. Hey, nothing left. That's how powerful the one who paid the price for you is. And he said, that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if he's in you, do you have that spirit in you? I do. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, if that same spirit is in you, that same spirit will quicken. Meaning that even if there was sickness in your body, it doesn't have to be there anymore. Because that same spirit goes into you and does a quick work in your body, in your system. It doesn't matter what the doctor has said. Hallelujah. I've had cases of reversal. I've heard testimonies of reversal of different kind of, symptoms and diseases and sicknesses that people have witnessed in their lives. And I see God, even in this meeting, reversing issues in the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter what it is. He took care of them on the cross. He paid, and he paid in full, and gave us a receipt as a proof that yes, it has been taken care of. That means headache has no business to be in my body. Hallelujah. Amen. I know after this service, tomorrow, and then you wake up, and there's one small thing on your leg. You say, hey, I thought pastor said, yes, he has paid. That's the time for you to put that feet down and say, yes, he paid. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't go, hey, family people have come. Hey, people from my village, they have come. I was in class yesterday when Pastor Muyiwa called. Shortly, immediately after my mama's call came in. And then he just said, Sajiri, leave here, you are, wherever you are now, go to mama's place right now. I said, yes, I'm packing my books already. And then I started leaving. And he said, I have called Pastor BJ. He's praying. I am praying here too. And all that. And then go. Already the thing has been taken care of in the realm of the spirit. Amen. And that's it. So when you wake up tomorrow and then your belly is doing one kind of I'm going to the toilet and it's all the yamayama that will come out because I know who I am. Hallelujah. Debt freely paid. Hallelujah. See, Jesus did not go to the cross for nothing. Amen. He didn't go to the cross for nothing. He paid real debt. Let me show you something. In Romans chapter 6. We were the ones who were really meant to die. Romans 6:23. We were the ones who were really meant to die because we had debt on our neck. We were born into sin. We were living a life of sin. But Jesus paid because he is a loving God. He is a good God. Romans 6:23. It says, for the wages of sin is what? Death. Where does sin come from? From Satan. So Satan, sin, death. Satan, sin, death. Satan, sin, death. What about God In him is what?
Eternal life.
So God gives life. God gives life. His gift is life itself. Hallelujah. And that's why Jesus in John 14:6 would say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can only come to the Father through me. That's why he had to go to the cross. The Bible says that they, in the King James language, sometimes when you speak that King James, it'd be like, say, you don't go to school. You say, it's regretted the people. I'm using King James language. Don't say, I don't know what I'm saying. The people, they regretted killing him. Had they known, they would not have crucified him. But he said, it's to my advantage that he be killed. Because if he not die, I don't go feel live in the power and express the power that he has given me. I'll keep depending. Ah, Jesus is in Kano. Ma wait till he reach Lagos. He go to te. I go not die. He said, no, you can't do this. And so, by virtue of his death, he spread his capacity in every one of us. Whether you are in the village, whether you are in the city, wherever you are. Like Pastor Muyiwa was teaching us this morning in Bible school. He says, in the realm of the spirit does not see one small Munachi and one small David. And one, No. In the realm of the spirit, he sees everyone come with your request. Hallelujah. A joke was told of an Igbo man who went to pray. He's a big merchant. He wanted to pray, wanted God's attention. And then he got there, saw this guy who was asking for 500,000. This man wants, you know, Igbo man wants billions. And then he angrily brought out money for it. He said, okay, take that because of 500. Now you they pray, it won't fall this building. Go. Give me and God chance. In the realm of the spirit, it's not like that. God shares liberally, answers everybody. Whether you get money, you don't get money, you get cloth or wear or not, God doesn't look at that. You are slim, you're big, God doesn't look at that. Hallelujah. He gives liberally to all. That's why his gifts are without repentance. He give. I've heard stories of, because sometimes I counsel people on relationship. I've heard all manner of stories of one, he was lamenting, say, after I sent her to school, after all I did for her, she now left. It's not that she sees that I'm an illiterate and she doesn't want to marry me. Even in fact, in his report that is reporting me, even the English that he's speaking, they were giving me, shooking me bottles and all that. In my mind, I felt his pain, but I can see the reason why the girl too felt he's not presentable and all that. So he was saying, imagine the pain after all he has done for her and all that. No, God doesn't do that. He's a loving Savior. He's a kind, he's a good, good God who does not write people off. See that woman with the issue of blood? A lot of people wrote her off. Nobody wanted to come to her aid. Even when she was crying, it's not your time that Jesus is looking for. That's humans for you. But Jesus said, who touched me? Just imagine the whole of the crowd. It wasn't for me. The first message I got in my realm, in the spirit, was that it's not even the woman's hand. It's the woman's need and longing that touched Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You can touch Jesus in the place of fellowship, and then you just find out that he comes to your aid. His response to you is just sharp. Yeah. Jesus is not partial, even though he will give to everyone liberally. You can build a very strong relationship with him such that you know, you are confident. If there's a dead corpse here, how many people will come up and pray? Yeah, let's be frank. If there's a dead corpse here and they say, come and pray, who will come and pray? Hallelujah. Amen. There are people walking around looking for dead corpses to pray for. It comes from a place of relationship. You say, I know that. I do not even need to think about it. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so, He said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life. So he has given me eternal life. It doesn't matter whether I'm temporarily sick or I notice any symptom. I have life. Amen. If you live like that, it will be difficult for the devil to give you pressure. Mm-hmm. Because all the devil does is try to push you to one corner and box you. And then when he has got you, he says, hey, don't ever will lay you for corridor. For, ah, there's one guy I used to deal with this guy in school. Big, he was the biggest guy in my class. So one day, will, you know what they call Wele? Corner me. One corridor, just me. We're like David and Goliath. Just me and him. Ah, that day. Ah, I promised him. I said, ah, Sunday. Sunday after today. He said, will you let me sit with you? He likes to sit with me in the exam. He's the loader of the class, but he's the... We have to give him class monitor because of his size. Because he will fight for our class when we have issues. The guy carried teacher one day, carried one of our teacher one day and knocked the teacher for ground. So when... when the guy makes noise, I don't write his name amongst them of noisemakers. Because he just tell me, say, that corridor. He always will lay me. Amen. Hallelujah. In him is eternal life. Eternal life. So I have eternal life. What it means is that it doesn't matter what I see, they are only temporary. Temporary. I know who I am. I know what he said. And I'm holding on to it. Doesn't matter what I see. Hey, my account may be dry right now, but I know who I am. Hallelujah. And I know what's coming. And I know whose I am. I had a need, very strong, pressing need. And I have this friend that's like a brother. He's my classmate. And then I remember when he was planning to travel, himself and the wife, I did a lot of runarounds for them, you know, and all that, because they don't live here. They live in my town. And then I was of great help. And I just forgot and all that. So yesterday, I woke up with that concern. And I just prayed about it. And I just said, Lord, I trust you. And then the first call I would receive was a call from him. He said, so he just called me in our language. When he said, Omizu, he's saying, in our language, if I break it down in a local interpretation, means that you call, when we say Omizu or Onyovo, it means that one of the same mother with me. But that's what you call somebody that's that close a friend. So when he called me that, he said, I'm at work right now. Send me your account number. And I thought maybe he wants to send me on an errand or something. I said, okay. And because he was at work, I didn't want to bother him. I said, okay, so I just sent. And guess what? Next thing that happened was an alert. And I said, okay, what should I do? And he said, thank you. God bless you. And I'm like, God. You know that kind of thing that you just say, God, now so you the walk. Now the prayer when I just prayed just now. And from where I wasn't even expecting. I wasn't really expecting it from there. But you see, that's it. You just leave your heart open. If you are trying to choose or trying to give God heads up as to, you know, there's that word I said that time, some time ago. And I said, if you know how God wants to bless you, God has nothing inside. And it's true. I didn't even put my mind there at all. And it was exactly what I needed. Praise God. Amen. And so that was it. So many people think that, okay, I'm trusting God for a house. You're not waiting. God will not give you money first. You'll not buy land. And then you'll not give you money. You'll not mold block. You'll not give you money. You'll not buy sand and be doing all that. God doesn't work that way. You can't be telling God and boxing God and showing God. That's what makes him God. What makes you think God cannot give you a fully finished duplex, unlike the face me and face you are thinking in your head and planning? You are not God. He's the one that is God. Hallelujah. If indeed you really trust him, leave your mind open. Hallelujah. Don't try to suggest. And leave him to do exceedingly abundantly far above what you could ever imagine or think. I leave God ample room, elbow room to do what he wants to do. I don't try to suggest. Hallelujah. That's how it works. I'm not waiting for blocks. I'm not waiting to see land. I'm not waiting to see sand and granite. He can just lambast me with a finished duplex. Amen. The type that when Mrs. Ajiri sees it, it's like a new bride price has been paid again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Let's turn to Romans chapter 6 still. Go to verse 11. Hallelujah. Verse 11. He said, likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Amen. For you are not under law, but under grace. He has cleansed us from darkness, so you don't need to live like you are still in darkness. You're still doing the things that you used to do. He has carried you away from there. You're no longer there. You don't belong there no more. How many of you passed from primary 3 and all of a sudden you have reached primary 5 and then you are now in GSS 3 and now you now go back to primary school and go and sit in primary 3 class that you want to... What are you doing there? To do what? I still remember when we were in... okay, this... Gen Z generation, they won't know Otakara school now. They don't know Otakara school. This Gen Z, they don't know. How many people use slate in school? Slate. We were the first generation that used tab. We used local tab. Abby? Sister Grace, you used it, eh? Eh. We used chalk, and that small tab. Slate, daddy. They don't know. It says slate. I think tab is a new thing. We use tab. And we had color chalk. So your own self is only blue pen or black pen. We had all manner of colors of chalk. Life is sweet, though. with my slates like this, and the back of your slate, they write A, B to Z, and then 1, 2, 3 to... Beautiful tab. When you will blacken this thing so that your chalk can write very well. And then I brought book. It was the introduction of book that made our parents start spending money. And then the book that I used, they said my younger one cannot use it. And when I buy another book, I buy another book again every year. We did transfer our tab. When you use the tab I use, the slate that I use, I had people in the family who have used it from generation to generation. Peak has always been there. So we were using that tab. Chalk. Amen. So you cannot go back to... Just imagine me now. I can't carry slate and chalk. I can't go kindergarten, preschool. I can't sit down with them with my lunchbox and this thing. Even themselves will wonder, say, what is happening here? What's going on here? Agbalagbani here. No. So he's saying, get out of there. You don't belong there. You've grown past that stage. The Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the milk of the world to grow thereby. You get to a point where you begin to chew bones, no longer milk. You must grow. Say, for sin shall not have dominion over you. You need to grow past that stage. We had one friend just corner and just say, Gaffan, I don't think now. Oh, yeah, now move, do one. One bottle, you know, go kill you. Move, just do one. Eh? You are past that stage. You know better now. Hallelujah. When people know better, they do better. Hallelujah. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, 24 to 25. It says, 1 Peter 2, 24. Okay. I saw. Sorry. Was that verse 1 you displayed just now? Let me see. Okay, sorry. Okay, go to 24. Thank you. All right. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin. So, having died to sin, speaking, you have passed that stage. Who himself bore our sins in his own body. And that's why he went to the cross. So already, he don't die, he die. Hello? I just speak worry language for you now. Jesus don't die, he die. You don't need to die, he die again. Amen? In law, Sister Remy, it's called what? The law of double jeopardy, right? Abby? What does it state? It says, you can't suffer for the same crime twice. So, lawyers say, the crime when you commit, when somebody don't pay the price for, don't suffer, don't go jail for. Even when they come find and say, now you really do it, you don't feel go jail again, go so because the price has been paid. Jesus has paid the price. It will be mumuish for you to go and carry that cross and go and be nailed again for what has been paid for you. No. It's foolishness. It's called foolishness. The Bible describes sin in the like manner of foolishness because it's something that they have carried you from here into light, into cleanness, into even called us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So going back to dirt again, it's like beating a child. It's Christmas or Easter. You've beaten a child, you bat the child, and then after everything, you clean the child up, you've dressed the child. And this, when they say child, we talk of the one when don't get sense. And he can't carry a Christmas cloth and everything. Go jump inside gutter. When they dance, say, mommy, come and carry me. Daddy, come and carry me. Eh? Except when Mrs. Sajere Bonda Piki. I know. You know, there are times that I've said this severally, my mom, even till now, she talks to me with eyes. And my mama make me first learn that. I learned that Yoruba early. Ojuton sorrow. Eyes that talks, Abi. My mama get them. My mother can use eyes to make a full sentence. Only me go understand that. My mother will just look at me. What she's saying is that this journey you're about to go, so me and you for this house today. My younger brother came one day to our house and brought a girl. He wanted to show my mom. As my mom saw the girl, I understood. Well interpreted, well scripted, it was clear. He didn't understand it. So, you know, there are, what do you call them? There are different signs. My mom just did her leg like this. That leg is saying something. The guy still don't understand. My mom has used her eyes. He don't understand. Used leg. My mom can't sit down. I said, this guy, he died well today. He still didn't get it. You know, that's the difference between Gen Z generation and this generation. If a Gen Z goes to bring a cup of water for the mother, and the mother say, and he asks the mother, say, mommy, I brought the water. The mother say, pour it on my, you will really pour it on the mother's head. But in our generation, when your mother say, pour it on my head, you know, say, ah, you know, say, yourself don't mess up because you're supposed to know what to do with the water. And then you say, oh, sorry, man. Then you put it on the stool or something for your mother to drink. Abby, Gen Z will help you. If you say, put it, it happened in my house. So when you say, put it, he's giving you a bottle of water or a drink. I say, you look at the child, he's stretching and say, no, put that for my head. They will really help you and put it on your head. Not in my generation. We understood these things. And that's the reason why Jesus will speak with his, will speak in parable. Will speak in parable. Because you can't walk in Jesus with Jesus and not have depth of knowledge. He calls us something. He said, we are custodians of divine mysteries. We understand deep things. Not by our flesh, but because of the Spirit of God that is in us. We understand deep mysteries. Hallelujah. We understand deep mysteries. I understand the place of instruction. That was why when Pastor said, divine, leave wherever you are right now and go to Momukewa's place. I say, yes, sir. Pack my book. That course is not as important as that instruction at that time. So there are things you don't joke with. Because some people say, no, Pastor, not me. I mean, not serious. And that's why familiarity has made people to miss so many things. You must be open to, you must be sensitive to instructions. Amen. So, where did we stop? He said, yeah, so who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness. By whose stripes you were what? Healed. You were. Because it has been said before, even in the Old Testament, that this would come. Now it has happened. Peter, writing it now, talked about it and said, where? You have already been healed. You were healed. Let no devil deceive you. You are the healed that the devil is trying to make sick. So whenever you see symptoms, you say, no, curse it and command it to get back, to go away. Because he said in Mark 11, 22 and 23, he said, if you say to this sickness, if you say when he's talking about mountain, he's talking about so many things. If you say to this situation, if you say to whatever it is, this challenge that, be thou removed from me. Get out from here and be cast into the sea. It will obey because you have the authority. You know who you are. Hallelujah. Amen. For surely I said to you, whoever says to this mountain, mountain could represent anything. Amen. Who says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So with that deep understanding that you will have whatever you say, he says, as you say in my ear, so will I do. Meaning that I must also mind what I say. Hey, Egbamiro, hey, I'm in trouble. Mind what you say. Shut up. Mind what you say. You say you are ensnared. You are trapped by the words of your mouth. The power of life and death, they lie where? In the tongue. Mind what you say. Hey, this exam, man. Hey, I know I go fail this exam. Hey, God, oh, help me, oh, help me, oh. You think you are praying? You are praying indeed. And so if you think you're going to fail, you're really going to fail very well. But if you think you're going to pass, then congratulations. Because you will have whatever you say. Hallelujah. Turn to the next person to you. Tell the person, you will have whatever you say. Tell them, you will have whatever you say. Not you talking, a Bible talking. So tell them again, mind what you say. Yes. Because as you say them, there's this thing we used to say when we were young, when we were kids. We didn't understand then that it was scripture because we're very young, but we say, ah, when you talk to them, they say, Inche, don't cash them. Say, don't carry them. We used to say, I don't know where I grew. I do like someone be a jebota. I grew up as Paco. We used to say those things. Say, ah, as you talk, Inche, don't cash them. So we are mindful of what we say. Hallelujah. So we're so careful that we need to like talk things like, you go die. All those kind of things. Because we say, angel go kasham. And he will do exactly what you have said. So we are mindful. So one woman, one day, her son was in the university. And she got a news that the son was coming back from school. And the son had an accident. And the son died. And the woman was crying and rolling on the floor. Everybody came consoling her. And one of our child, the second one to the one that died, came out and said, Mama, now you kill him. Now you kill him. Now you kill him. Mama said, CBC trouble. How? You won't catch me, Winchney. Now the woman would say, every time you cuss him, you swear for him and say, Moto go jam him. Moto go jam him. Moto don't jam him now. You don't kill him. But that's the truth. As you say in my ears, you will have what you say. What are you saying? What are you really saying? Amen. It's Easter. You just doing rice, not this. As if that because of rice, now Jesus died. You just complain. See, even when money not day, when you say the right things, you see the right things come around you. Amen. So mind what you say. What are you really saying? Watch what's happening right now. It's as a result of the things you have been saying. And so if you want to see the next level, mind what you are saying. Hallelujah. So you can really wake up in the morning and just say, my day is blessed. Thank you, Lord, because my week is fruitful. The remaining part of this month, the lines are falling for me in pleasant places. There are scriptures you can pray with. And you will just see them come. You will just see them begin to come. Hallelujah. My wife and I, we've experienced this in several ways. Amen. All right, let me just get ready to close. Romans 5:9, please. And then we'll just take Colossians and then I'll wrap it up. Hallelujah. Romans 5:9, quickly. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Jesus not curse me. The not born will curse me. Who be that? Because sometimes we are so mindful and say, every decision from your father's house, every even the one will not happen. Your family not even get, you don't, they carry curse. What a prayer you just pray. Where I live, there are so many churches around. And so when I hear some prayers, like, in this era, where there's knowledge, one pastor just come on and say, oh God, everybody respond, oh God, every this wickedness from my father, you know, Dale, not from my father's house. I know my father's house. Hallelujah. You know, Dale, you wrong. I know where I am. I'm blessed with all blessings. You're always thinking about the curse. What about the blessing? No rot can come. Because the blood, we don't talk of chicken blood. We don't talk of ram or cow. The blood of Jesus that cleansed my sin. Where we read earlier on that I opened with, Romans 8:11, he said, if the spirit that raised him from the dead, meaning that it doesn't matter what the situation is, that same spirit can change it. You may have come from where witchcraft, there be ogbologbo. It doesn't matter at this time now because there is a counter effect. There's a stronger power. If the spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if that, I don't care what it is in your village, if he cannot raise the dead, it a play. There's a stronger power that is standing with me, that is covering me. He said, when two powers stand, what will happen? The lesser one will bow. All those nonsense power for your village where they're hungry, where they never, if they don't go give them oil and yam, when they have a match for them, they don't even take their hand, palm themselves. All those childish nonsense idol, where you go kick it away. When they say, you go, they fear. Give me Colossians 1:14. Colossians 1:14. We have redemption. We know who we are. Hallelujah. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and what? For him. And he is before all things. And in him all things what? Consists. Who be that power outside this power? Bishop Oyedepo's daughter was testifying. I read the testimony about how robbers entered their house. It happened when they were still young, and she still remembered vividly, so she was sharing the testimony. At least that the child did share them. Made a contact in a lie. She was in the house. I've had a similar testimony like that when armed robbers visited our home when I was young. There was one, my hand, I had a broken arm because I was running in school, and then I had fracture, I fell. And the first guy passed. I woke up, I wanted to, because the pain, I was woken by the pain. And then I woke up, I saw somebody pass from my mother's store. This store is attached to our flat, passed. And I saw the second one. In fact, when I saw that guy's broad chest, I gingerly put my head down. I said, because if this guy just draw this, my hand, come up for position, I gingerly just put my head back. And I was looking at them. They passed and passed. The only prayer I was just praying was, Lord, let my mom not come. Because my mom is so daring, so bold. My mom will come aside. If my mom heard, yeah, pim, she will come aside. She will, who is that? Who be that? I was just praying, Lord, let my, it was raining. I would never forget that day. I was just praying, Lord, let my mom not come aside. So they passed, and went to our sitting room. Carried our TV, carried the stereo. We used to have this, is it three or four in one? Those double cassette player with turntable on the top. How many people know turntable? Stereo, the one that has stereo on top. Mm-hmm. And that time that Pastor Miwa's dad has. I know that he was have that one. Men like those, so that's what they used to play in all those Ebenezer Obey and those plates. We need to bring. Okay, I can't remember what I carried. We went to one office and they saw stereo. And the guy was asking, the person was asking that, is it, he called one name, one this, I said, no, you won't want this thing. He said, well, then a computer, I've been away to it. I said, no, you don't know this one. This one is our old. So they carried that thing, carried our mixer, speaker, hungry thieves, carried all those things. Never went to a kitchen, carried a pot of meat that my mom had boiled. I think it was close to Easter or something, or Easter or Christmas. Meat when they don't boil for pot, when we do the episode for daybreak, I want chop Christmas. They carried pot of everything. They had already offloaded the store and everything. They carried everything. And they left. So I was just in the morning when my mom woke up. In fact, after they had left, I was the one who went to tap my mom's door. And then when she came outside, I was like, so if it was empty. Someone told me that she has never slept like this before. I said, I was praying that you should not wake up. She said, why? I said, because the guys that I saw, they don't come play. They be like people in the gym. And me, as a man in the house, me, my hand and minus one. I'm anything I want to do. So, but they just took things, and guess what? When they don't break, like 8 a.m., see how God works. They caught them. So because after these things they stole, they went to another compound. They caught them in that compound. They caught them in the next compound. They went to like two streets away. They caught them in that compound. Now me, they carry a comic, I can't describe. And I identified them. So that thing you think that the devil is winning you, Nalayo, God is with you and you are fortified. He will never let you to be put to shame. Amen. He's got your back. He's got your back. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said, in him and in him all things consist. Let's stand up on our feet. Because we're going to declare and pray this morning. All right? That in this new week, Lord, I'm having the best time of my life. I'm experiencing your beauty on every side. People will just see you and see God's beauty. People will just see you and see God's greatness and see God's mighty, faithful hand working in you. The things that will begin to come to you are things you will not struggle. You will not have to struggle for. Hallelujah. I've seen that skit about how they were driving one man. They came for an interview. They were driving the guy. They push up. The guy was not last. At the time the interviewer would come, he came from the back door. And the guy was not the first. And all the people that were driving him, God will break protocols just to give you favor. Hallelujah. Can we just pray this morning? Lord, thank you. Because I'm in my best moments of my life. I'm enjoying your favor. I'm enjoying your grace. I'm enjoying your love. I'm enjoying your mighty hand on every aspect of my life, Lord. I'm blessed. I'm fully blessed. I live happy, rejoicing because of your goodness, your blessings in my life. Oh, your mighty hand works wonders in my life. Glory to you, Father. Oh, man, deveno copa, hirado, sanaba, shirado, seya. I'm enjoying the best part of my life. Thank you, mighty God. In this week, I'm enjoying your goodness on every side. I'm blessed round about. I am favored. I'm honored. Glory to you, Father. Testimonies abound round my life, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. I give you praise and glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.